Welcome to Talks from the Bible. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:30. These are words spoken by John the Baptist. He was the messenger that preached in the wilderness. The charge given to John was to announce the coming of Jesus. What humility was possessed by this unique preacher? He did not seek the seat of honor. John was content that he would cease and Jesus would come to be known by the multitudes. When John was asked if he were the Christ, his answer was, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Luke 3:16. John was content with the place that he had been given in the kingdom. John understood the role that he was called upon to play. No jealousy burned in his heart. He was one called by God to perform a service that no one else could do. John the Baptist was a man without envy. This humble preacher of the wilderness would fade from the scene, and Jesus Christ would gather the masses unto himself. Have you and I accepted the place that we are called to fill? John saw himself as the friend of the bridegroom, John 3:29. In this, his joy was fulfilled. As a follower of Christ, we must have the heart of John the Baptist. Beholding Christ in all his glory ought to be a source of joy for us. We should always be joyous for the privilege to know Christ and to have the opportunity given by God to love him and serve him. The Baptist had been called to a place of service in God's grand scheme of eternal redemption. God calls all to know him through Jesus Christ. This is God's gift to a sin-torn world. The psalmist said what every human should feel toward Jesus and the kingdom of God. "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." Psalm 84:10. John saw the coming end of a law that was ready to vanish away. He saw a new day dawning for the salvation of all through the one who would increase while he himself would decrease. John saw the coming of a kingdom and a king that would endure the forces of hell. John's preaching had paved the road upon which Christ would walk in triumph over all the enemies of evil. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ in South Commerce at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.